Well, I am now joined by my guests. Yes, I've got Sarah Manton-Roseblade here in from the Owl Centre, which is part of the Papworth Trust. And she's brought in three of her students. They're called Owl Students, and their names are Chris, Andrew, and as I've discovered, we've got something in common, Emma Louise, to give her her full name. So, good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Do you want to pull that slightly towards you? Oh, Emma's slightly, they are slightly nervous about being on radio. But I think they're going to be absolutely fine. So they've come in to talk about an allotment plot which they've just taken on. It's for use by the Owl students, but they are wanting to get other Papworth Trust centres involved around Cambridge. So Sarah, do you want to start by telling us a little bit more about the project and why you wanted to take it on?
Yes, so Owl, we work at Owl at St Austin, and we've got a great garden there, but we haven't got quite enough space to grow what we want to, so we thought it'd be a good idea to take on an allotment project where we have much more space to grow wider variety of crops. But in addition to that, Papworth Trust is constantly looking at ways that we can get our students like out into the community, so get involved in other projects out in the community, quite often with things like sport and visits and trips and drama productions. And we wanted to do something along with gardening out in the community. The hopes are that we will get other people with learning difficulties involved in the project, but also other people from other Papworth Trust centres will come and be able to work on this project with us.
Yeah. So you already have some experience in the gardening, so that's good, isn't it?
Because
allotments can be quite hard work, I have to say. What's it looking like at the moment?
What's it looking like?
Well, it's like one of those... it's derelict. Not much happening right about this. Barren.
This is Andrew talking.
Thank you very much. It's
So there's not much there at the moment, then?
Not at the moment, no.
There's
a lot of weeds. And, you know, it's just a massive thing that we took on. I think we can take on.
I think the Are you looking forward to it, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, working and getting stuck in.
Well, once we get stuck into it, it'll be fine.
Yeah. I think once you clear the initial weeds, you can. It's just maintenance then, isn't it?
Exactly. So I think we want to get this promoted as a vegetable plot, whatever.
Yeah, brilliant. And that's what we're hoping to do, get plenty of people on board. Chris, why don't you tell us, have you got any ideas about what crops you might want to grow?
Carrots?
And
pumpkins and sunflowers.
Oh, wow. So, and the sunflowers will obviously attract all the insects as well to come and pollinate all the other crops, won't they? Emma Louise, how do you feel about it? Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
I've got some very nervous guests in the studio with me. Well, I do want to just highlight this. This is the tagline on the website for the Papworth Trust. It says, help us create a world where disabled people are seen for what they can do, which I think is a great way of putting it, because it's not about what people can't do. It's about what they can do. And as you said, trying to help other people get involved. So tell us more about what the Papworth Trust do then, in terms of how do they reach out to people, because often it can be quite isolating, can't it?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of people with learning difficulties and with physical disabilities are isolated in their homes, and the Papworth Trust has a number of day centres that we run, so people can come along and join with other people, learn new skills, learn independent living skills, access leisure opportunities, and through doing so developing confidence as well as developing their skills, that they're then more able to go out and access the community themselves.
Yeah. On a more serious note, have you noticed a real impact on things like your day centres and stuff, given all the government cutbacks? Has that had a major impact on your projects?
I think Papworth Trust is fortunate at the moment, because we haven't seen major impacts on what we are managing to do. But I think these things have a sort of trickle down effect, and you know, sort of longer term.
Yeah. So, subsequently, it may happen. Going back to this particular project then, it's called Let's Grow Lunch, which kind of speaks for itself, really. It's because you want to grow the crops that you want to eat, really, isn't it? And so who is it for? And also, what would you like to happen with this now? Because the event is tomorrow, where you're having other people come on board.
So tomorrow we've got... big dig day. And we're hoping that we're going to get some of these weeds out of the ground by having lots of volunteers come along and help. There's loads of dandelions, so if anyone wants to come and help remove dandelions.
So although you can eat those.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's our first lunch then.
Yeah, a dandelion salad.
So that's tomorrow. And then after that, we'd be, if anybody wants to come and volunteer with us on a more regular basis, that would be wonderful. But also we'll be having more one-off events as well where people can come along. As far as who the project's for, at the moment it's mainly for people, students from Papworth Trust centres, but we're hoping that we might be able to expand that as we get going. But first of all, we've got to get the ground cleared and levelled.
Do people need to register with you then?
So people need to get in touch with myself at the Owl Centre.
Do you want to give the contact details now?
Yes, so it's Sarah Manton Roseblade.
Which is a great name. I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment.
And the telephone number is probably the best thing. It's Cambridge 01223 835 329. So it's probably the best to phone there, and we can give you details of exactly where the plot is, but also if you wanted to volunteer or help us by donating tools or things, we could, you know, make arrangements for that.
That's a really great idea, actually. If anyone does have any tools and various things that they want to donate, that's a really good idea, because that's a way of saving money. But also, you never know, if they give them, they may also be able to offer advice on how to use them as well, mightn't they? Andrew, what would you like to see with your produce? What are you particularly looking forward to growing?
I think one of the main things I like with the produce is to make pumpkin soup, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin soup.
Lanterns for Halloween.
Right.
And it needs some things. I think we do like... We do have a lot of soup at our, like...
Do you?
Absolutely. I think we have, like, a... We want to get more people healthy. Unhealthy eating. Things like, I don't know, apple crumble, rhubarb.
Very good.
That. Who knows? That's the variety of stuff.
Yeah, lovely. And lots of those crops as well. You can quite often plant and let them do their own thing, can't you?
So,
and are you going to be swatting up on various ways to...
Yes, probably for the next few days.
That's your reading, is it?
That's my major project.
Oh, good.
Up on how to grow allotments.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
Who knows?
That'll keep you entertained
absolutely.
For a little while, won't it? And Chris, are you looking forward to it? What are you particularly looking forward to?
To get outside more.
Yeah, get some fresh air. I think that's the other thing as well, isn't it? It's a very social, event to get involved with. And I understand there's free cake on offer. Emma Louise, are you making it? Are you making? Are you? What cake have you got in mind for people?
Flapjacks.
Oh, love a good flapjack. Homemade ones are the best, aren't they? Yeah. So you're offering flapjack and any other bribes that you want people to...
Lemonade.
Homemade lemonade or lemon drizzle?
Lemon drizzle.
Lemon drizzle cake. Oh, another favourite of... I know lots of people whose favourite is lemon drizzle. Well, that's really good. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this goes on. And obviously it's for the long term as well, isn't it? Ongoing project.
I think we know we're not going to get it all done tomorrow.
No.
But if we can make a good start on it, the idea is that we'll grow some crops this year and over time, hopefully be able to grow a wider variety. But also over time, if we can raise some funds to maybe put in some raised beds, some paving to make it more accessible for people, as well as a shelter so that we can go there even if it's raining.
That's the other thing, isn't it, as well, about making it accessible for all people with a range of disabilities as well, isn't it? That's really good. It's really good to speak to you all and hear about this. And it's on tomorrow. At what time does it start?
From 10:30. I'll be there from 10:30 till 2:30.
And whereabouts is it?
So it's on White Hills Allotment Society.
White Hills Allotment Society.
Yeah.
Great.
So
well,
just
that's
the football ground.
Right. Okay. That's up on our website as well under the What's On, so we can learn more about that. And do you want to give the phone number just one more time?
So the phone number of OWL is 01223 835 329.
Very well done. It's lovely to meet you all. I have been speaking to Sarah Manton Roseblade, Chris, Andrew and Emma Louise. Well done, guys. I think you've done extremely well. And yes, it's
very much.
It's great to hear all of you, and yeah, we'll be hearing more about that as the project goes on, no doubt.